When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I watched part one of a four-part documentary called Allen versus Pharaoh. It is available on HBO Max, and it basically tells a story entirely from the perspective of Dylan, the daughter of Mia Farrow, and Mia Farrow, and family and friends and witnesses. We all know the story that his... I can't say his daughter. Well, I guess his daughter, not his biological daughter, but his daughter, his girlfriend's daughter, had accused him of sexual abuse. And this has been going on for a long time. But Mia Farrow has really never spoken out before. She's been like pretty mum for decades. So it's about their, it's not just about that. It's about their relationship, how they met, how they fell in love. And then it gets into some in-depth stuff. And what they did was, in addition to like all these interviews with Dylan, which there's some shocking stuff there and some crazy stuff that really makes you go, oh yeah, this is weird. His behavior, some of it you could even see on film, because Mia Farrow took a lot of video as the kids were growing up, and you can kind of see like the weird tension and the way the little girl kind of changed her personality over time. Like she started to withdraw. There are those interviews. There's they've got police files, affidavits, sworn testimony, taped conversations. They've got like 60 boxes of documentation that were taken from an attorney storage room that have been untouched since the 1990s. It's really taking a deep dive, and it's telling a more like a detailed story than I think all of us have heard, because we've maybe heard things in bits and pieces. And like maybe, you know, there was a Rolling Stone interviewer, then we hear from Ronan Farrow, who is the only biological child of Woody Allen, who really didn't have that much of a relationship with him. But it is so good. Woody Allen does not participate in this, but they do use audio from his memoir that came out last year, in which he kind of describes his relationship with Dylan and just some weird stuff. Like Mia Farrow wanted to have another child, and she wanted to adopt a child with Woody. And he said, okay, I'm not going to take any. They didn't live together, by the way. They always lived in separate residences throughout their like decade long, because she had seven kids. They both lived in Central Park, but across the park from one another. So he, so she had seven kids. She wanted to have another. And he was like, well, I really want a blonde baby. Like, how weird is that?
It is.
And he wanted a girl. He wanted a girl. So it's just some really bizarre stuff. But anyway, that was the first of four parts. I think it comes out every Sunday. So every Sunday around 8 o'clock our time, if that is, you know, something that you've been interested in, highly recommend.
It's interesting. I'm just looking around at some headlines about it. On the New York Post, there's one from Andrea Pisser writing an opinion piece on it saying, put me on Team Woody. Mia Farrow is full of it.
Wow. Interesting.
Whoa. Then on it's interesting. Rotten Tomatoes gives it an 81%. Episode one of Allen versus Pharaoh. IMDb. I don't know who gets the vote there. Mm-hmm. They give it a 2.4 out of 10.
Wow. Why? I don't get it. I mean, there were obviously, now I will say, it is completely from the perspective of Mia Farrow and that her family and Dylan. Woody Allen was asked to participate, I believe, but he claims that it was like weeks before the documentary was about to air, and he's calling it a hatchet job. But if you listen to her side of the story, there are things where there's a renowned psychoanalyst who lived in their apartment building who warned Mia and said, hey, called her and said, the way that Woody greeted your daughter was disturbing and called her. Then, you know, Woody ends up marrying Mia Farrow's daughter.
Yeah, that was
that's always been very
strange.
She found Soon-Yi Previn, and that was, she was adopted by Mia's first husband, so they adopted her together. That's the last name Previn. In her final year of marriage to him, so she goes off to college. She's in her first year of college, and Mia Farrow. And I don't think I'm giving anything away. I think she's talked about this in articles before, or at least Dylan has. She went over to his apartment to get a coat. She had the day off to get a coat that they had left behind, her and one of the kids. And she found all these naked pictures of her daughter, Polaroids. And she said, I don't even think that Playboy would accept these photos. They were more hustler type photos.
How can I ask, how old was her daughter in these photographs?
So maybe 18, because she just started, she was a freshman in college. Just really disturbing stuff. There's more that's even more disturbing than what I'm saying right now, but it'll come out for sure.
I just hope that I really just want people to be believed, victims to be believed, that they don't have to constantly defend themselves.
Well, I think,
you know, I do know that there are people in a, you know, I think it's a very small amount of people who have some type of a mental condition where they would lie about something like this. But for the most part, I just want victims to be believed.
I do too. And it wasn't just Dylan, who I believe was 7 at the time. But it wasn't just her telling what happened. It was a lot of the observations that were kind of red flags that anybody would be like, okay, that's weird. Did you see the way he touched her, or he tried to get her away from all the other kids to play with her? And then she just wanted to play with the kids. You know, at that point, there were a lot of, there were many other things that, and it wasn't just, again, Dylan telling the story. It was other witnesses, people who were concerned. And well, you could see it on film.
For what it's worth, Woody Allen and Soon-Yi Previn did release a joint statement after the release, and they say that these documentarians had no interest in the truth. Instead, they spent years surreptitiously collaborating with the Farrows and their enablers to put together a hatchet job riddled with falsehoods. And they went on to say, as has been known for decades, these allegations are categorically false. Multiple agencies investigated them at the time and found that whatever Dylan Farrow may have been led to believe, absolutely no abuse had ever taken place. It is sadly unsurprising that the network to air this is HBO, which has a standing production deal and business relationship with Ronan Farrow.
That is true.
While this shoddy hit piece may gain attention, it does not change the facts. That from Woody Allen and Soon-Yi Previn.
Of course they're going to say that.
What are they going to say?
Sure.
I did it!
Yeah, you know what? After all these years, I'm going to come clean and say, yeah, I'm a creep.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to lie.
Yeah, it's there. You guys,
I have HBO Max. Maybe I should check this out.
At least watch the first episode, Steve.
Yeah,
because it is alarming. So I don't want to say some of the things that.
Yeah, because it's so creepy.
Disturbing. Yeah. So if you watch it,
then I don't have to hear you say it out loud, which will make me feel better about you.
Thank you. Exactly. Anyway, so that is called Allen versus Farrow. It is available on HBO Max. It comes out every Sunday. Episode 1 is available right now.